Good morning and welcome to another edition of Valley Views. I'm your host, Adam Locke, and we're glad to have you with us today. Joining me is Dr. Rhonda Epper, president of Trinidad State College. Welcome to Valley Views, Dr. Epper.
Good morning, Adam. Nice to be with you today.
We appreciate you joining us. And first, let's briefly cover what the Valley campus here in Alamosa focuses on academically. I see on your website you are considered a commuter campus with friendly staff and small class sizes.
Yes, that is correct. So Trinidad State College has two campuses. Our main campus is in Trinidad, and we have a second campus in Alamosa. That campus has been under Trinidad State since about the mid-1990s. It previously was a vocational school. When Trinidad State took it over in the mid-90s, it became a comprehensive community college, and we serve about 500 to 600 students per semester from our Alamosa campus. We call it the Valley Campus. Some of the programs that we offer from the Valley Campus are nursing, and we have everything from the certified nurse aide all the way to the Bachelor of Science in nursing. We have medical assisting, dental assisting, EMS, paramedic, a law enforcement academy, teacher preparation, early childhood, welding, construction trades, automotive, cosmetology, and then adult basic ed and a GED program.
You even offer a variety of traditional courses, such as business, chemistry, and math.
That is correct, yes.
Trinidad State College was part of a bipartisan bill introduced in mid-February, which could fund several projects around the state. Once the bill passes, this would fund some $20 million in improvements and remodeling at the Valley campus here in Alamosa. That's huge.
Yes. The building where we're located in Alamosa, it's actually a historic building. It was originally an elementary school built in 1936. And we also have an adjacent building on another property where our allied health programs are located. And that building was built in 1965. Both buildings are in poor condition, one because of their age and also just quite a bit of deferred maintenance. This project will allow us to expand the main building, so it takes up that entire block, but we'll expand our footprint on that block to enclose the courtyard and create more square footage, and that's going to enable us to bring the health science programs from that adjacent building into the main building.
So this new funding plan that was announced by Governor Polis, it's aimed at supporting expanded healthcare training initiatives at four state colleges, of course, including Trinidad State, too. Has this bill been officially introduced?
Yes, it has been introduced in the House. It has already gone through one committee in the House, the Health and Human Services Committee, and the four college and university presidents who are part of that legislation, we all testified. It passed in committee, and it's now been referred to another committee in the House, the Finance Committee. After that, it'll go to the full House floor, and then if it passes the House, then it would go over to the Senate side, where it would also then go through committee hearings.
So it's looking good so far.
It's looking good. It has bipartisan support. The committee last week passed it 12-1, almost unanimous support.
In case you're just joining us, this is the weekly Valley Views program. I'm your host, Adam, and we're talking with Dr. Rhonda Epper, president of Trinidad State College. Dr. Epper, what are some of the allied health programs that this funding is going to help, specifically for the campus here in Alamosa?
Nursing, first and foremost, is one of our largest programs in the Valley. And we have several programs within nursing. We start with certified nurse aide. We also offer a stopout LPN, so students who are enrolled in the RN program, the associate degree nursing program, can test and sit for their LPN license after 1 year, and they can begin working while they're finishing their RN, and then they can go on to complete their Bachelor's of Science in Nursing, all at Trinidad State College. We also offer medical assisting, as well as dental assisting, EMS, and paramedic.
From what I read, too, Dr. Epper, this is going to allow you to expand student capacity by about 50%?
Right now, we have about 130 students together throughout all of those programs I mentioned, and we'd like to increase them to about 200 students in the various allied health programs. So that's about 70 students per year. And it wouldn't happen immediately. We would grow to that capacity over time, probably over several years.
Well, Governor Polis was quoted as saying Colorado needs about 10,000 more nurses in the next couple of years to meet the demand. And, of course, it's part of the reason behind this whole initiative. I understand that there's a strong need, not just statewide, but especially here in the San Luis Valley.
Yes, that is the case. We have been working for the past year and a half or so with partners throughout the valley, along with another group called the Attainment Network. And there's likely going to be another grant announcement soon for some funding for that initiative. But that's to help both of the higher ed providers, Trinidad State and Adams State, better meet the need for healthcare workers. We've been working closely with healthcare providers, as well as behavioral healthcare providers, as well as K-12 schools. But part of our research for that grant identified that nursing is by far the region's number one in demand occupation. It has the highest number of job openings and the highest gap intensity between those openings and workers available to meet that need. So we know that that is a pressing need that even with both of the nursing programs available in the valley isn't currently meeting that demand. We also know that there are health needs, pressing health needs in the valley. There was recently a community needs assessment that was produced by SLV Health that showed substance abuse, mental health, chronic disease management, and access to care are some of those pressing needs. And this other grant that I was mentioning, that's really a valley-wide proposal through a program called Opportunity Now, there will be funding to assist all of the partners in growing a workforce that will help address some of these community pressing needs in the valley. Through that program, we're hoping to be able to expand at Trinidad State our nursing program to include an evening and weekend program. And so that will allow those who are interested in going to school to become a nurse to be able to do so in the evening while they maintain their day job, if you will. And we found that on the Trinidad campus, our evening weekend program has really brought in kind of a different segment of adult learners who really need a more flexible learning plan.
Well, just to briefly cover this, your contact information, of course, for the Valley Campus, you're located at 1011 Main Street in Alamosa. Locally, you can call 719-589-7000 or 888-TSC-1925. And you have a website that's loaded with information. It's at trinidadstate.edu. Dr. Epper, I noted that Trinidad State College was actually originally founded in 1925. So does that mean next year you're going to be celebrating your 100th anniversary?
That is correct, Adam. We're really excited about celebrating our centennial anniversary coming up next year. We already have a committee planning events, and we have a historical look back with a book that's being produced, and it's a really special time. We are the first community college in the state of Colorado. I like to say the first rather than the oldest, but we are, in fact, the oldest community college in the state of Colorado. Many community colleges were started much later on in the 60s and 70s during the great expansion of higher ed. Ours was founded as a local junior college back in 1925, and it has since grown to encompass a much wider mission, including the baccalaureate degree, which is why we requested a name change a couple of years ago. So we're continuing to grow and meet demands for the modern workforce of our region, but we're really proud of our heritage as well.
Dr. Epper, anything else that you would like to mention?
Registration is open for fall semester and for summer semester, and we hope you'll come and check us out. Come by our campus in the valley right there at Bell and Main, and we'd be happy to show you around, take you on a tour, introduce you to the wonderful campus and faculty. We also have sports. We participate in NJCAA Region 9, and we have track and cross country and a couple of national championships that were just won. And we're really proud of our athletic program as well.
Well, Dr. Epper, we really appreciate you joining us today to talk about Trinidad State College, more specifically the Valley Campus here in Alamosa, along with this pending legislature that's going to allow a proposed $20 million in improvements and remodeling. We certainly hope all of this comes to pass. Thank you for joining us, and thank you everyone for listening to another edition of Valley Views.